Okay, here we are. Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, here in Foley Square, today, Tuesday, February 14th, 2023. First, Sam Bankman-Fried. Yesterday was the deadline for the government and for Bankman-Fried to do their submissions on the conditions of his release, but in fact, they just asked for more time. The government filed in the evening saying that they needed more time, but that their talks with Bankman-Fried were very productive, as apparently their talks to have him out on bond while others are detained were. Now, at about 2 a.m., Bankman-Fried's lawyers made a submission saying that he'd only used a virtual private network to watch the Super Bowl and the NFL playoff games. Yes, Sam Bankman-Fried, noted crypto fraudster, was watching the Super Bowl somehow on his NFL International Game Pass that he got when he was in the Bahamas. Well, okay, we'll wait till the 17th. We also covered yesterday CFTC versus Gemini in front of Judge Hellerstein. Things not looking good for Gemini. Gemini said that they might... that they were being precluded from doing a defense, and Judge Hellerstein said, maybe you don't have a defense. Now, in other crypto news, in a few short moments, at 10 a.m., we're going to be in front of Judge Ramos. We did a filing to unseal the sentencing submission of Gilbert Armenta, a cooperator who failed, and he's given us a hearing. So here's the statement, a little thing. There's a strong presumption for the public availability of sentencing memorandum, particularly whereas here, there's no 501k letter, yet the government seeks 7 years instead of the 100 years the offense conduct adds up to. It's not a secret that for a time Armenta cooperated. I attended an FBI press conference right across Foley Square about their search for Ruja Ignatova. None of this is secret. And then it goes on from there. The defense counsel writes that Inner City Press's request to unseal is moot as we have reduced the level of redactions, but not enough, not nearly enough. And then we get into Jen Shaw and Wigand and a case they cite called U.S. versus Armstrong. So we'll go from there. Meanwhile, today at the United Nations, what's Big Tony up to? Antonio Guterres, you know, the Secretary General who, to conceal his links to the China Energy Fund Committee, convicted of bribery right here, had Inner City Press banned and continues to be banned. Well, he's doing three photo ops with Romania, Uruguay, and yes, Ian Borg of Malta, this month's head of the Security Council. We'll have reports on that because it's totally corrupt.